Okay. Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay, thanks. Well, thank you, everyone, for being here today. I've prepared a small, 1 hour introduction and demo to BPS Youth. To get started, I will present quickly the Aris Design platform, which is basically the major product that Oracle has OMIs through to deliver BPS Youth. And then I'll get to introduction on BPS Youth, but the concept of the product. And then we'll move on to a demo where we see the BPS Youth in action. So to really understand the purpose of BPS Youth and the idea of the Aris Design platform, it's really important to understand the challenges behind to this company. So one of the key challenges today is about business process management, is that in most companies today, business processes are frequently not documented and not, at the end of the day, not transparent. So one of the most recurrent questions we have is how can we, or is it possible to make those processes understandable and how to share those our modeling on their side, in Visio or in Aris or another tool, some processes, and then at the end of the day deliver some Word file or some printout document that are later used by the IT people to rebuild and to implement the processes in detail or in the languages. So really one of the keys to have a single vision and common language to describe processes and to execute those processes. So one also kind of the important feature or I would say challenge is around business processes is how to bind and how to link business processes and supporting IT systems and how is it possible to better improve IT adaptation based on business process requirements. So all those questions lead basically to the global company-wide requirement, basically being able to design in a distributed fashion processes and link those business processes with the IT architecture. So that's basically what the Aris platform delivers. So here you see many products, so Aris Business Designer, Business Architect, Business Publisher. All those products are basically the Aris platform, and that's the product which is known as the BPA Suite, Oracle BPA Suite. So it's really important to understand that this product is really designed to be used by different profiles and at the end of the day to conduct business process management and enterprise architecture practices from different perspectives. So on one side, you can have business designers, business analysts, who are in charge of the process, which are going to design to model all the processes. And then on one side, you can have business architects, which is going to reduce those processes and maybe have some more KPIs to that and perform some optimization, administrate those processes. And one of the most important things is that all those processes and all that knowledge about the process must be published and communicated to other people, the company, their employee, or maybe external partners. And thus, this is really the publishing site where other people can consult processes without having to use a model or whatsoever, just through a simple World Wide Web access to the to a process server. So all those and all this platform runs behind the scene with an Aris repository. So this is kind of really a central database where all the assets, processes, and the architecture assets are defined and stored and linked all together to deliver one common single vision of the enterprise. So if you really look at what behind the scene and that platform works, so you have, I would say, four, where you can define business processes and also enterprise architecture using several methods, and we'll get to that a bit later. And then you have the second building blocks, which encompass all the analysis types, so where you can run simulations of your existing business processes or new business processes to come. And the third building block, which is really a key aspect to governance and daily management, is the reporting side, where basically all those information that are stored into that central database can be queried to generate some report about, for instance, a balance scorecard, or for change management, or really to establish a global vision from different perspective, either you're a business analyst or an IT architect, to get access and to really understand all the systems and the processes are linked together. And last but not least, the four building blocks, which is the web publishing, which allows basically to re-export. So if you look today at what basically provides business architect and business designer, and I will move a bit forward on this one, but basically it's really to deliver a modeling skill that allows you to easily define process with a simple vision, and that's really, that's a really user-friendly solution to build your processes, and that can be used either by business analyst or IT architect without having particular specific knowledge about technologies and so on. This is really a user-friendly solution. So if you look at what it delivers at the end of the day, it's a central repository that can allows people to work with a global repository and to build their processes in a distributed manner. So you can have global worldwide repository while building your process at different locations, and also managing some specificities of a local entity without having a complex setup. It's really a one single vision of all your data. So if you look, and I'll get quickly to this one because we'll get to the demo, it's a modeling studio in which you can model your process. If you look at what you had before, you know, either in video or whatsoever, you were modeling, a representation, stricter representation of your process. However, it was not, all those information were not linked to a database. And here the big thing is that since everything is stored in database and all the relationships are stored into the database, well, you can apply templates, represent those information, work with layouts, model some properties, and also use all those information to create the reports, and at the end of the day also to create some hierarchy between all your business processes. So at the end of the day, you can start building core business processes and iterate to define main business process, and then more detail about your process to really from the higher level to the lowest level of detail where you define activities. So that's one of the key things that you can work in an iterative manner, and everyone can contribute on its own shop, if I can say, either from the business side to the IT side. So if you look now at the report side, that's really one of the key things, is that you can either have analysis, so impact analysis, to say, okay, what's happening when such operation happen, okay, so all my KPI will result in such achievement, and also reports about how the processes are linked all together. We generate automatic report of processes, so that's one also the key thing is to say, okay, you model everything, but then once you have modeled that, communicate with other people, so you can generate Word document and so forth automatically from your process models to distribute those information to other people. And then you can perform business analysis, IT analysis, and statistics, but we'll get to that in a couple of minutes. So, that's a quick view. I'll get directly to the BPA introduction, and we'll start in here. So that's basically one of the key, from a business process management perspective, one of the key features of the Fusion middleware is that the BPA suite brings to Oracle Fusion middleware a closed-loop BPM solution together with SwissUse. So at the end of the day, the idea is to say that you will, within BPA suite, model and simulate your business processes, and from those information, use all the models to generate at the implementation time, so in Jeff, you will use those information to generate all your, for instance, BPL process steps. So basically, you define a business requirement, a business process model. We used to call that a business blueprint, and you import in JDEV that blueprint to later implement the technical details, deploy that process, and then monitor it through, for instance, BAM, and later in the upcoming, in the next version, also gather all the statistics from the execution in order for you to improve your modeling and, you know, basically that's an iteration, a continuous improvement life cycle. That's really a big difference between the, you know, what has been known as in the past business process reengineering, where it was kind of one-off work where everything was rebuilt from scratch. And here with BPM, really the key concept is to implement the process and implement processes that are continuously optimized. So, how does BPA fit into Fusion Middleware? It's at first to define business processes and has really business process analysis capabilities. It's really one of the key features for business and IT collaboration. Why? Because on one side, you have business people that can define their business processes, and on the other side, you have IT people from the IT that can define all the enterprise architecture. So modeling not only the business process, but also modeling all their systems, all the systems are hooked together, and all they are linked to business processes. Okay? So then, last but not least, it's really important to understand that BPA is also a key component of Fusion applications. The reason is that all the reference process models are delivered in BPA suite and then can be implemented and configured at implementation time to this specific need. So really the idea is to deliver reference process model in BPA that can be later customized based on customer needs, but still that are in packaged in one single vision. So just quickly about ideas share and why ideas share. One important thing is that today ideas share is a strong market leader on the business process management market on all the modeling, and there are many others, but I will pass quickly this one. I think it's important to understand that today what Oracle took as an OEM product is the ARIS implementation and ARIS design platform. So basically, it encompasses all the process definition, the enterprise architecture definition, process simulation, repository, the process publisher, and also it can be linked with other ARIS products, so like the Controlling platform for process performance management or for governance management with Audit Manager and so on, and also to the strategy platform for a balanced scorecard solution or business optimizer. So it's a solution in itself and be also integrated in existing ARIS environment to leverage what has been done in the past. If you look really at what at first means ARIS, ARIS stands for Architecture of Integrated Information Systems. And if you look here now at the current schema, you can really see that the five building blocks that are defined and can be defined into ARIS are at first about organization, data, function, and products and services hooked all together through a control view. So what does it mean? It means that you define all your requirements, your design specification, and implementation of your processes, and you specify which data they need, which function are required, who does what in the company to deserve a specific process, and it interferes with a product or a particular service. So that's really an important thing, is that it delivers a 360-degree vision of what's happening into the company. And once again, it's a link between the business and the IT perspective. So in short, the BPA suite, as delivered today by Oracle, is composed of the business process architect. So this is a standalone software that you run on your on Windows that can be connected on process repository. Okay. And then you have within that process architect a business process simulator module, okay, that allows you to do some simulation of business processes. Then there is a second component, which is a server-side component, which is the business process publisher, okay, which allows to publish all the processes. And then you have a link between, a two-way link between JDF and the BPA suite. So it means that whenever you do something into the BPA, you can reuse that information into JDF, and when you do some modification into JDF, you can import those information in BPA suite. So that's really an important thing. It's not just like has been seen in the past, just a one-way link where basically you export a skeleton and you're just left with that skeleton. It's really here you export the skeleton, then at the implementation time you have some more technical details, and then those technical details are uploaded back to the BPA suite. So like this, you always have an exact perspective on what is being implemented, again, what has been specified. So that's really one important key. So if you look quickly at the enterprise process architecture delivered here in the modeling studio, you see that you have multiple levels of process definition. So basically, you will start with process category, like explained here with supply and management, and then you can define sub-layers, like inventory management would be one of the layers, and then into the inventory management, you can link functions like receive goods, and you can describe some activities and tasks of those processes, like print goods received, and all this information, once it's modeled, can be reused different places into other processes. So it means that the print goods received might be also used in a different process of level 3. So it's what makes also functions or processes reusable across the enterprise, the processes modeled into the studio. So if you look at the Oracle BPM solution, what does it mean? It means that on one side you have the BPA suite, okay, in which you do all your modeling, business process and process architecture. Then you have JDF, which is used on the implementation time to complete and to enrich from a technical perspective the processes. Then you deploy that to the people process manager. And this is not yet released, it will be in the future version. Also, the BAM will allow to gather all the information directly from the execution engine, so from the BPO process manager, to later upload back those information to the BPA suite for improvement. Okay, so the idea is to feed like simulation scenarios with data that are coming from the field. So it's later explained here in that schema. So basically, you do all the conceptual and analytical analysis. Okay, you import that information in JDF. Okay, you do your implementation. You can upload back all the modifications. You deploy. Whenever you deploy, you're going maybe to bind your processes to some services. Those services definition can be as well important in BPA suites, and it allows you to better describe your enterprise architecture. So at the conceptual level, you can say, okay, I'm going to build a process like, for instance, auto booking process, and I need my CRM, like customer info service, for instance. So you can import the WSDL definition into the BPA suite, and at implementation time, it will generate for you automatically already the link and the proper partner link and the proper invoke and receive information but you just need to compete with some further technical details like maybe maps or, and so on. Okay, then this is deployed. Once again, at the conceptual analytical modeling, you can level, you can define KPIs and say, okay, basically for that particular activity, I want to activate, I want to trace a KPI. Okay, we know that in BPEL as a sensor. So basically, what it does, it generates for you all the sensor codes, which is required, and that can then be used by Oracle BAM to monitor a particular KPI. Okay, and in the upcoming, in that future version I'm talking about, you will be able to re-import those information into the BPA suite to run some simulation scenarios. Okay, so how does it work basically? Well, I mean, to deliver such feature, one of the key things is to have shared metadata. So how does it work? Well, on one side, you have the Oracle BPA suite repository, okay, which contains all those assets, enterprise architecture assets and BPM assets. And on one side, you have the actual technical assets, so like the BPEL files and the WSDL files, which are stored on CVS whatsoever. And one of the key things is that they share some common metadata. So whenever you generate a BPEL process using an EPC or BPMN model, what's happening is that for you, JLF and BPA suite are issuing a set of kind of correlation identifiers for later to be used later for either import or change management, and to detect if this is a new, there is a new steps into the process, or if a, a particular step has been modified. Okay, so this is really one of the key things, is that if you do all your business process modeling, and on one side you have GLF, and they're all linked together through the repository, common repository. Okay, so I'll get now to, last but not least, the concrete explanation of how it works and about the methodology. So I'll just have to pass some of the standard slides. Okay. So how does that work in the field? Well, I mean, it's pretty easy, as I said. I mean, no, it's not easy, but, I mean, it's from a logical perspective, you can easily understand the different steps. So as I said, there are different rules and those different profiles participating to the whole process. So when you see the modeling methodology, you think that at first it starts with a business analyst, which is with defining business processes and on using a particular modeling methodology and support, like either EPC or BPMN. We'll get to that after. And then that business analyst can either import already services and try to map those business services, those business processes with imported service definition, or a process architect can do that. But one of the key things is that the process architect has to ensure that the process that has been defined by the process analyst can be executed. I mean, that's one of the big things, is that, yes, you have a link that allows you to have from one process definition a BPEL skeleton which is generated automatically. However, that business process definition is most of the time a conceptual review which might lack of execution details that are required to do, I mean, to transform a process model into an executable process model. Okay, so that's the role of process architect, is to add further technical details to the model to ensure that the that process model is ready to be implemented. Okay, once this is done, the process architect can then select the process model and say, okay, this process model can be used as a business blueprint, business process blueprint. So it means that it can be later consumed by the process developer, generates the BPEL code in JLF. Okay, and then once the process developer has started to implement the process model, in this step it will have, as I said, like transformation, maybe some further technical details. But one of the important things is that when you have some technical details, Basically, you can consider that there are two layers. There is the business layer that the process developer can't modify, and there is a technical layer on which it can have, for instance, a connectivity to another system, which is purely like, for instance, identity for identity management purposes or whatsoever. So which is really something that is related to the pure technical implementation level, and that information is uploaded back to the BPA suit. Okay, so like this is tracked. So it's really a progressive iterative enrichment of the process from the high-level process model to the deployable process. So the best way to get started, and we'll get to that in a second, will be to build a process ourselves. So as you can see here, onto the BPM side, you can create some process. So you can create some process hierarchy defining value added chain where you can group processes and sub-processes into a group like marketing, sales, the fulfillment, and so on. And then you can define your processes, the actual processes, the different steps of the processes in either EPC or BPMN. So just in brief, EPC stands for Event-Driven Process Chain. So this standard is widely spread. This is a standard that today is widely used by business analysts because it's fairly easy. We'll see that in a moment for when we are going to design an EPC. And also, you can use BPMN to represent your processes. So BPMN contains more feature than EPC, but on the other side, can be a bit more, a bit too complex for some business analysts. So business analysts tend really to like EPC. Okay, so I'll get to the demo, and is it clear for everyone up to now? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so let's start with a small demo now. I think one of the important things just to start here with a simple process and just to show what can be realized. So let's say, for instance, there is with the BPA suite a quick start guide that contains a small demo, which is called Quote to Cash. And if we dive into the details of that database, we can see here that we have business data, business processes, IT system, and organizational structure defined into that global company. So at first, when I look at my business processes, what do I see? So I have here a value-added chain where I have my processes. So my global company sales process, where I've defined my quote process, order and booking and shipment, and then invoice and payment processing. Okay, I can see here that the relationship in between those different processes, and also that each of those process groups is driven by some objective. So I can link here at first the design specification with also some business requirements or business KPIs or business objectives. Okay, like here, minimize over promise and pricing for quote process.
Yeah. So for this drawing tool, is this run in a web browser or is this a thick client app?
Yeah, that's a thin client. So that's a Java client which runs today only on Windows system. I mean the client, the modeler, the server. It's a Java application running behind the scenes with Oracle database, for instance.
Okay, so it's a standard thick client Java app.
Yeah, exactly. And you can run an embedded database, so that client has an embedded database, so like this you can work offline. Usually in enterprise deployment, you deploy that with a central database. Okay, so
is this the version that you can download through OTN?
No, it's not yet available on OTN. This is the beta release, so this is the 10.1.3.3 beta. And from what I heard, it should be soon released for production, but it's not yet.
It is production already, and it's downloadable. You can download it on OTN.
Okay.
The latest version is up there already here.
Okay. Good to know. And when was it released?
Last Monday, not today, a week ago. And we uploaded it throughout last week.
Okay, great. So one important thing here, so you see that you can dive then into the code process, okay? And you can get now into further details of the process and see here the process itself where you define at first some events, so like here the receive customer inquiry, and which is the start event, and then a set of different steps, okay? So I'll get to that in a moment, into the details, but we're going just to continue to browse a bit the repository to understand the different assets, okay? So here I have my process view where I define the all the events and then the function, so basically the activity that are happening in between each event, okay, with choice and all the required artifact for the process to be executed, okay? So one important thing, as I said, is also to link organizational structure. So for instance here, I have my global company organizational structure where I define the different organizational units, the different positions that are available in my company. Why? But basically to link my processes and the different activities with particular roles. So each activity can be carried out or monitored or technically managed by someone in my company. So here I can define all that organization map. And for instance, if I take my sales team, I can see that I can define positions and types of position, and I can also map, real people to those positions, okay? And to the later stage, it can be mapped dynamically with a LDAP and so on if it's required. So,
are that people defined? Are these people defined only in this tool, or will they read them in from say an LDAP directory?
Well, the best practice is to define here really the logical view. So basically, you define the position types. And basically, you use at runtime, at execution time, for instance, like for a human task, you use lookup to resolve basically the role of, the end user or to resolve the users that are part of a particular role and so on. So just here to make sure that you can map people, you can directly design that into the tool, but, that's some things here. So it makes more sense to use generic roles or position type and then at runtime work with LDAP to resolve actual people behind this. So, and then you have IT systems. So IT systems, as I said, allows you to define as well which system, okay, encompass functions or other subsystems. So like, for instance, here I have my e-business suite, which contains my invoicing system and my order processing systems. And from an enterprise architecture perspective, I can also describe the systems, describing their feature, their functions, the requirements, and also some more technical details. Okay? We'll see that in a moment when we're going to design an end-to-end process. And then last but not least, the business data. Well, it all starts with... we can consider this model, technical term model, as kind of business glossary. So it allows you to define, for instance, quote or quote request, technical terms, and later map those terms with synonyms, or map those terms with implementation information, like a class, which represents a complex type, XML schema complex type, or Java class whatsoever. Okay? So here you have really okay, so let's start with a simple process. We're going to define now a new business process. So at first we start with a model and we say, okay, we're going to start with an EPC, okay, and it will be my test process one. So in my test process one, I'm going to start with a simple event and say, okay, my test process is to manage, for instance, support requests. Okay, so I have new customer support request. Okay, that's my event. And then I have a function. So basically, I need to maybe register the support request. Okay. Then when I've registered, I have to check maybe support eligibility or check customer eligibility for support. Okay. And maybe that the customer is either eligible, so that's an event. So customer support request is accepted. Or refused. Okay, so when I build all those processes, I can link now all those steps. Okay, and when I link all those processes, we'll see that in a moment, it's basically building relationship in between the different assets. So we can see here that we have the check eligibility customer leads to a choice. Pardon? Which can lead to events, okay? Or an event can lead to a function, okay? So that's basically the simplest, I would say, a simple, very simple process model, but I'll illustrate what an EPC is, okay? So that's really easy to design. So at first you might say, okay, I have a customer who has already Aries and who has models, a lot of EPCs or BPMN, and that's basically what it has and nothing more, okay? So based on that, I can say, okay, now I will share my blueprint with IT, okay? So I can validate my process here, okay, I will not validate it, and it's valid. And I will describe here my process as just test process. So what it does now is generating a BPEL representation of that process that I can later import in JDF, okay? So one important thing here, when I did that model, you see that I didn't use any particular feature whatsoever. I just described event and functions. However, we'll see that in a couple of minutes. The BPC suite contains some important features to really leverage and user experience is that it contains some Oracle-specific functions that allows to bind directly web services or describe to human task, notification, or either connection to business rules directly in the modeling studio. Okay, so like this, you don't have to implement that by yourself at the implementation time. You design that, and it will reuse that information to generate it. Okay, so here that server is a bit slow. Okay, so now I'm going to JDF. Okay, so in JDF, what I'm going to do now, so at first, I've defined a BPA server connection, okay? So to do this, it's really simple. You go to new BPA connection, and you do just a connection to the remote local server, and it's querying your local database. Like, for instance, here, I'm working with a local database to show you which database are eligible, and you can select the database. So here, I'm in my Hello World local. I'm creating a new project, I select a BPEL process, and I can either work with a template or here, I'm going to have to work with an existing blueprint. So what it means that it's going to look up, I'll just refresh my server, directly into my BPA suite, which process model is eligible for implementation, okay? So, for instance, for my business process, I have my test process one, which is an EPC. I can select that process, and now it's downloading the proper artifact, and it allows me to launch the code generation, so it will generate for me the project and the required project artifact, like the BPEL and so on, based on the process definition, okay? So one important thing when you work with GDF and connected to BPA is that you have, as I said to you, you have the blueprint view, which is, as you can see here, locked, so you can't modify it. Okay, you're the process developer, you know, the process mother. And you can like this really see the process definition in itself, and then you have the BPEL view, okay? So in the BPEL view, what do I see? I model nothing in my process. It's really a basic process. So I see that I have here my first activity, which is new customer support request, okay? And then I have my activity register CSR, which is now just not connected because at modeling time I did not specify anything. And I have checked customer eligibility, and I have a switch that leads to one or two threads, okay? So now that's, I would say, a basic process. I can add some further details and say, okay, I want maybe to send an email here, or I mean, do whatever I want to do, okay? And send those information back to the BPA suite, okay? But at the end of the day, if your CSR system, okay, is a web service, and that service is described by the WSDL, you can think of importing that service directly into the BPA suite in order to let JDF create for you directly the invoke and the partner link to that CSR system. So how does that work? Well, into the BPA suite, at first, what I'm going to do is import my process, okay? So in my, for instance, IT systems, I can right-click and say, okay, I want to import a service description, okay? So I can specify here WSDL that will be imported. I just did that a bit earlier to prepare the demo. So I've here a service which is a customer info service, okay, which is really a simple service reflecting a database with customer detail. And I'm going to bind my check customer eligibility with the database. So the first thing I'm going to do is transform that activity to be an Oracle-specific activity, like here, an automated activity. So there are four kinds of Oracle-specific activities. Automated activity, which allows you to invoke, to define an abstract BPEL step, or to define an invoke, or to define a receipt. Or I can directly specify a business rule function, okay? So like this, I can invoke the Oracle Business Rule Engine. Or I can specify a notification, so we'll see that in a moment. And or I can specify a human task, okay? So I said the really important advantage is that when I do that at modeling time, like here, so I can say invoke service, and I select my service, and I have my customer info service, okay? And when I do this, it's going to generate for me at the implementation time the bundle link and the invoke and receive. So I click on my invoke, and what I see now is that it has changed the layout of the function as an automated activity, okay? Now I might say that my register CSR is an automated, is a manual task, okay? So that's a human task that must be done, okay? And also just define the proper information, so the priority expiration, like, you know, one day, assignee. So remember, we have modeled our organizational map. The reason is that, like this, it can be no use into the process. So here, for instance, I have two positions that are defined. I have customer representative or a customer support call center representative. Okay, so I select my call center representative. Okay, and I can add some further details on the task. So all basically the information that you can complete later in JDF or that you can complete here. Okay, the good thing about being able to define that here is that you enforce the implementation. Okay, so I've defined here my different step, and now I might think of adding a notification, okay? A notification here, okay, where I'm going to send to the customer just a notification to say that the CSR is accepted. Okay. Okay, so now I save my process and I can regenerate my process just saying, okay, I share my blueprint with IT. Okay, can validate my process. Okay, so here it's valid, so I'm just going to let it generate. And okay, it's generating my process definition. So this takes a bit of while. So in a couple of seconds, I'll be able to see the modifications. Okay, almost there, I believe. So now I'll get back to JDF. Okay. Just save my process. And hopefully it will be soon generated. Sorry for my server being a bit slow. Okay, so now I'm getting back to JDF, and I will ask to refresh from the BPA server. Okay, so what it means? It means that it's going to retrieve, it's going to do basically a diff between what's into the BPA and what's into the JDF, the current JDF model. It computes the differences and show that I have my register and I can go to visual view. So if my register CSR, which is no human activity, okay, and if I look here, I can see the result of that merge process, okay? That here I have my notification. So I decide to merge my definition, okay? I save. And now I go to my people view, okay? What's important thing is that at first I see automatically that my human task has been defined and has been created automatically. If I want to edit it, okay? I can see that all that is specified at the modeling time has been generated for me, okay? Still, I can add some, and I can do some modifications and add further details, okay? And regarding my check eligibility, okay, I have a connection to my web service. Here my web service is not available, okay, my wizard URL is not valid, and because it's not available for now. But so basically I've been able to generate all those artifacts based.
Hello?
Hello?
We seem to have lost audio.
Did we lose Jeff?
I think we lost Jeff, yeah.
Oh. That's not good. I think he might be dialing back in. Let's give him one.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Sorry. I've been disconnected. Okay. So that gives you, I would say, first taste of what can BPA brings. I think, I mean, it's not that easy to keep that in 1 hour. I think one of the most important thing is really that if you look from the modeling perspective, is that it brings you with a full and end-to-end connection between your business process, your IT systems, and it helps you to really keep, I mean, things in one single repository, and also help you a lot at generation time. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've seen a lot on the field, in people implementation, that people are working really a lot, totally disconnected. I mean, you know, they receive video or, I mean, whatsoever, in a printout, to implement the processes. And here really the good thing is that you have really a two-way synchronization. So I don't know if you have maybe some questions, if you would like to see something more. There are many things that we can discuss about BPA, like publishing processes, like simulations, like enterprise architecture. Those are different topics, and you can already find a lot of documentation on either the IDSShare website, or you can download the released version. The getting started guide is really well done to understand the concept, to better understand the concept, and to have a small session, hands-on session on the product.
This is Daniel. I have a question. You showed us creating the process in BPA suite and then visualizing the result of that, having the BPO already imported into JDev automatically. Could you show us how it should be, for example, creating a partner link and BPL in JDev and then see the result in the BPA suite, the round trip back?
So, if you get to my server, like for instance here, I will create a new partner link and let me check if I forward. I'll take just a test DB, and I have a connection, database connection here. So, I'll just do. Just a select. Okay. Okay. So we'll just add a simple. Let's say, for instance, simple invoke here. I would say that, you know, in my I check eligibility, I will do I will call my test DB, okay, and okay, it's not valid, but it's just to show that, you know, I've had it here, partner link, okay. So now I save my process, okay, and what I can do in my business blueprint, that now I can save to the BPS server, okay. So I will save my process. And I didn't show you the BPO, but we'll just let it loading the information. Okay. So what's happening behind the scene when you publish a process, when you do a survey and then share blueprint with IT, okay, it's generating a BPO process, okay? Or can you find that BPO process? You will see that within your group, it creates an IT process group. And here is my test process, and I have my BPO process, okay? So now in my BPO process, I have, go to my application. Okay, so I have, you see here, I have my test DB, which was here described with my test DB select output variable and test DB select input variable, you see? So it has sent those BPO details to the BPA suite. However, it did not modify the process structure. Okay, so this is really kind of the process model, and that's something as a process developer that you can't modify. However, you can define some details that should be obfuscated to the business people, and those details are later imported into the BPA suite. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, okay.
You have further question or
the other question that I have is more about the publishing the process. Is there any integration, for example, with portal or something like that, where we do design the modeling of the process and we can, you know, publish that view to a portal like Oracle Portal or Web Center or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, so today the business process publisher allows you to publish and re-several manage your process. So you can generate HTML, you can use the embedded Java applets, and you can also use reporting functions to generate Word document. But so today it's not yet portlet enabled, okay? Just embedded embeds a small web application server, which is Tomcat. But you can definitely import those pages in the standard portal and work with that. But I never did the test. But basically, this is a simple HTML or pages that are generated.
Okay, so basically, I do have the HTML pages, then I have to import that into my portal, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess if there's no more questions, then I can end the recording, and we can finish up the call.
Could I ask a quick question?
Yep.
My name is Guus Ramakers. I work in the J Developer UML group, and I think you present a very compelling story about integrating the business process analysis, business requirements to the implementation on the process side. We've had a number of questions from customers and consultants who said, you know, what about the data side and the application side?
Yeah.
Now, in UML, in JDEV, we have a number of UML diagrams, like class diagrams, sequence, and use cases. Is there any suggestion you have now or perhaps in the future how those could be linked to a single business model as well?
Well, I mean, you know, today, for instance, when so there is a UML designer, all the UML diagrams representing my service, okay, so which is shown here, okay. So all those information can be basically, if I just get to my process model, in my data model, when I pass this detail, but you know, when I specify technical terms, I can link those technical terms with UML classes. But for instance, today I'm not aware of, direct bridge using UML to JDF. I mean, you have standard export, XMI export in BPA suite, so it can support exporting and importing XMI. Okay, it's not UML, it's not yet UML 2.0, but you can import and export those definitions. I heard customers running not with JDF but with other IDEs. Having really an anti-MDA approach where they were defining the processes and defining all their UML artifacts and then exporting those UML artifacts for later use at the implementation time.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that as long as you do your UML modeling in Aris, you could get the results down and, I guess, do a generation in JDEV, but I guess that wouldn't give you any, you wouldn't necessarily use the modeling and editing capabilities in JDEV itself. But we can take this question offline if you like it. I guess it's more like a forward-looking question rather than, you know, the current solution focusing on the process.
Yeah, for sure, yeah, please.
All right, thank you.
One last quick question. I think it's a quick answer. Which version of JDeveloper is that?
Pardon?
The version of JDeveloper that you're using?
I'm using 10.1.3.3 with a small patch for, but that was a patch for the beta version of the BPA suite. So, for instance, I mean, like the templates and existing, I mean, blueprint imports. This is a small PCB pill patch that was applied to the JDF 10.1.3.3.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone for joining
us. If you have further questions, please don't hesitate. I'll be pleased to try to find an answer for you, and that's no part of my role of what ideas share. So I think that's in the upcoming weeks, and we're currently working on several talks. And anyway, please don't hesitate if you have some questions or if we can give you some help on that.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Jeff.